This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's 6 minutes after the hour on this Thursday. By the way, if you realize partway through the day that the office is fairly empty, you might want to look around at some of the neighborhood bars, sports bars in particular, because, of course, March Madness begins in earnest today, and even people that aren't basketball fans as a general rule find it to be a very exciting day. Tomorrow, they might not show up either. Hell, they might not show up for a couple of days. March Madness straight into St. Patrick's Day. It could be ugly for that guy down the hall from you there. Yeah, you might want to stick your head and say, hey, you going to be all right? I mean, first today is March Madness, then St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. You gonna be all right? All right. Just you gotta check on people from time to time. Make sure they're gonna be okay. Donald Trump in Michigan yesterday, pulling back on Barack Obama's car fuel standards, those CAFE standards as they're called, the mileage standards, saying, you know, we've got to be mindful of American jobs here in Michigan. At the American Center for Mobility in IPSI, he vowed to make the U.S. the car capital of the world again. He spent time talking about fuel standards, American jobs, manufacturing, buying USA, all of these things. Speaking to those auto workers, and I want to go with clip 8 here, Alex, because I think this touches on a lot of it. Talking about tariffs and protectionism and some of the things that he's talking about to get rid of some of the unfair trading, as he calls it, and renegotiating different deals. Here's the president in Michigan.
In supporting tariffs, Jackson said, I look at the tariff with an eye to the proper distribution of labor and to revenue, and with a view to discharge our national debt. We owe $20 trillion. $20 trillion with our policies. America cannot be a wealthy country if special interests game the system to profit from the exodus of our companies and from the exodus of our jobs. Our great presidents from Washington to Jefferson to Jackson to Lincoln all understood that a great nation must protect its manufacturing, must protect itself from the outside.
So that's more of the same theme that you've heard. He's not against free trade, but he supports fair trade has been a mantra of this president since he began campaigning back in mid-2015 and prior to his election. And since that time, he has made that clear that that is his approach to trade, renegotiating NAFTA, getting rid of the TPP, which he already did, and a lot of things going forward. During his trip to Michigan, he also sat down with Tucker Carlson from Fox News. He had a chance to visit with Tucker Carlson, and he did not back away from this discussion of wiretaps at all. And in fact, this conversation is going on for about 2.5 weeks now since he tweeted on a Saturday that Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower. He continues to say, listen, we're going to look into it now. And now the House Intel panel is launching a probe of not only what's going on there, but the leaks coming out, things that snagged up people like General Flynn when he got caught in a conversation. Incidental catch, by the way, by the intelligence agencies. But let's listen to this portion of the Tucker Carlson interview with the president about wiretaps, and listen to how the president sticks with it. Clip 11.
I've been reading about things. I read in, I think it was January 20th, a New York Times article where they were talking about wiretapping. There was an article, I think they used that exact term. I read other things. I watched your friend Brett Baer the day previous where he was talking about certain very complex sets of things happening and wiretapping. I said, wait a minute, there's a lot of wiretapping being talked about. I've been seeing a lot of things. Now, for the most part, I'm not going to discuss it because we have it before the committee and we will be submitting things before the committee very soon. That hasn't been submitted as of yet. But it's potentially a very serious situation.
So 51,000 people retweeted that. So a lot of people thought that was plausible. They believe you. You're the president. Yeah. You're in charge of the agencies. Every intelligence agency reports to you. Why not immediately go to them and gather evidence to support that?
Because I don't want to do anything that's going to violate any strength of an agency. You know, we have enough problems. And by the way, with the CIA, I just want people to know, the CIA was hacked and a lot of things taken. That was during the Obama years. That was not during us. That was during the Obama situation. Mike Pompeo is there now doing a fantastic job. But we will be submitting certain things, and I will be perhaps speaking about this next week, but it's right now before the committee, and I think I want to leave it there. I have a lot of confidence.
Why
in the
not
committee.
Wait to tweet about it until you can prove it? Don't you devalue your words when you can't provide evidence?
Because the New York Times wrote about it. You know, not that I respect the New York Times. I call it the failing New York Times. But they did write on January 20th using the word wiretap. Other people have come out with
president. You have the ability to gather all the evidence you want.
I do, but I think that, frankly, we have a lot right now. And I think if you watch, the Bret Baier and what he was saying and what he was talking about and how he mentioned the word wiretap, you would feel very confident that you could mention the name. He mentioned it, and other people have mentioned it. But if you take a look at some of the things written about wiretapping and eavesdropping, and don't forget, when I say wiretap, those words were in quotes. That really covers, because wiretapping is pretty old-fashioned stuff, but that really covers surveillance and many other things. And nobody ever talks about the fact that it was in quotes, but that's a very important thing. But wiretap covers a lot of different things. I think you're going to find some very interesting items coming to the forefront over the next 2 weeks.
And there you have it. We'll see if he sticks to it now. Now, the House Intel Committee has taken its first public steps in its investigation into the community, the intelligence community leaks. Devin Nunes is the committee chair. He is moving forward with his Democratic counterpart, Adam Schiff. They are pressing the CIA, the FBI, and the National Security Agency, among others, who may have been spied on through a loophole in U.S. surveillance. They want to figure out who has been spied on, and then were subsequently unmasked and exposed to the media. Now, you'll hear a lot about that, but for the next couple of days, you'll hear probably a lot about this, and that is Donald Trump's budget now being revealed, $1.15 trillion budget, a proposal that seeks to increase military spending and other security spending while cutting money that's being sent to several places, including agencies like the EPA and the State Department. Trump says they're going to do more with less, have no options. It's time to prioritize, he says, and security is at the top of the list. The well-being of Americans is at the top of the list. And ask the rest of the world to step up and pay its fair share for, by the way, foreign spending, additional, you know, foreign programs. $54 billion, a 10% boost for the military, is the largest since President Ronald Reagan's Pentagon built up during the 1980s. So very Reagan-esque what he's asking for out of the military. But you'll hear a lot about that budget going forward, I am sure, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of people screaming and crying and hollering that they're getting the short end of it. And maybe they are and maybe they're not, but we have to tighten the buckle and tighten the belt somewhere. And there you have it. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.